PRI, Public Radio International.
Welcome to Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts in downtown Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh Symphony's Beethoven Fest, as music director Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra celebrate one of the most influential composers of all time. This season, the orchestra will focus on three aspects of Beethoven: Beethoven the hero, Beethoven the revolutionary, and Beethoven the immortal. I'm Jim Cunningham. You'll hear Beethoven's energetic Seventh Symphony, brimming with positive spirit, despite its composer's advancing deafness, and the symphony whose opening notes have become the most famous musical motto in the repertoire, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. This concert will also include an inside look at Beethoven's music as given by Pittsburgh Symphony musicians on a giant screen that will unroll from the top of the Heinz Hall stage. Manfred Honeck has conducted Beethoven's music on more than 23 occasions as part of the Pittsburgh Symphony's Grand Classics series at Heinz Hall, including the Triple Concerto, Consecration of the House Overture, Coriolan Overture, Egmont Overture, and Fidelio Overture. Four of the five piano concertos, seven of the nine symphonies, and the violin concerto. Tonight, you'll hear Maestro Honeck's first Pittsburgh Symphony performance of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony on a subscription concert. Manfred Honeck grew up in Austria. He has a home in Vienna, the city where Beethoven was constantly on the move, changing addresses dozens of times during his lifetime, along the way to becoming bigger than life in the music world.
Beethoven, the giant. There is no composer either before him or after him who has had such an enormous impact on music. His dramatic and iconic music has changed the world. This weekend, we explore Beethoven's revolutionary vision with two of his most inspiring symphonies, Symphony No. 5 and Symphony No. 7. The Fifth Symphony's opening two bars is perhaps the most recognizable and well-known motif in all of music history. And it is bold and defiant, or as Beethoven himself said, "Fate is knocking at the door." And then there is Beethoven's Seventh, a symphony once defined by Wagner as the apotheosis of dance because of its incredible rhythmical drive.
Manfred Honeck, about to conduct Beethoven's Fifth and Seventh Symphonies in its Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, principal flute Lorna McGee will demonstrate the music Beethoven wrote for her instrument in the Seventh Symphony.
Beethoven 7 is one of my favorite of all the Beethoven symphonies. I especially love it because it has this very lighthearted and playful quality and even some silliness in it too. But one of the beautiful things in the flute part is in the first movement, where after a very beautiful, lyrical, slow introduction, the flute and the oboe play these repeated E's. And then suddenly the flute just launches into this really gorgeous, happy, almost childlike melody. It's just this kind of unabashed joy.
Pittsburgh Symphony principal flute Lorna McGee on stage at Heinz Hall. Principal Second Violin Jennifer Ross has an issue with Beethoven, one that gives her a headache.
As the principal second violinist of the Pittsburgh Symphony, I have a bone to pick with old Ludwig. He seems to want to add extra notes and extra work to second violin parts. Never understood why he did this. You'll find examples of this all over music, but one of the examples I like is from the violin concerto in the opening theme, where the first violins get to play this lovely smooth line. While the second violins play it this way. But there is no greater example of this than the last movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. Had he written it differently, would it sound the same? Absolutely not. So I'm happy to take my ibuprofen and you enjoy the concert.
Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Second Violin Jennifer Ross, about to play Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. In the autumn of 1813, Johann Nepomuk Maelzel asked Beethoven if he'd help in organizing a concert to benefit the soldiers wounded at the Battle of Hanau, with some repeats of the program to benefit themselves. The concert consisted of the Seventh Symphony, some marches by Dussek and Pleyel, performed on one of Johann Maelzel's mechanical instruments, and an orchestral arrangement of Wellington's Victory. Beethoven biographer Anton Schindler described the evening as a smash, suggesting, "All persons, however they had previously dissented with Beethoven's music, now agreed to award him his laurels." Now here is Manfred Honeck to open this Pittsburgh Symphony Beethoven Fest with Beethoven's Symphony No. 7.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 7 in A Major, Opus 92 by Ludwig van Beethoven. Played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Manfred Honeck conducting. The Symphony No. 7 was first heard at the University of Vienna on December 8, 1813, with Beethoven conducting his own score. Former Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director William Steinberg recorded the complete Beethoven symphonies for the Command Classics label, and he recorded Symphony No. 7 for the Capitol label. Both the 7th and 5th symphonies have been recorded for Reference Classics with Manfred Honeck. The second movement, Allegretto, in the 7th was such a hit at the premiere that the audience asked for and received an encore. Ludwig van Beethoven said, "I am Bacchus incarnate, appointed to give humanity wine to drown its sorrow. He who divines the secret of my music is delivered from the misery that haunts the world." WQED-FM Stephen Baum caught music director Manfred Honeck just as he left the stage.
What an exciting performance. What an exciting opening on what is a very exciting day.
We just played Beethoven's 7th Symphony, which is always a joy, especially to do this with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, our great orchestra, world-class orchestra. I'm so proud of them, how well they play, what kind of energy and power and sweetness, everything you can ask for them. I'm very thankful to be here and to make music with this great orchestra.
Well, this performance is being recorded this weekend, and there's fabulous news on the recording front. Can you share this news with us? It has to do with the Dvorak 8th recording that you made with the Pittsburgh Symphony.
It's indeed true. I just got to know some hours ago that we got a Grammy nomination for this recording of Dvorak and Janacek. And once again, it is the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra who play here in a standard which is just amazing, that the people in the industry, in the world, the critics, newspapers, that they are recognized, that makes me extremely proud, and I'm very thankful that we have this done in Pittsburgh here. And now we have another recording this day, tomorrow, and on Sunday. We are performing again Beethoven 5 and Beethoven 7, and we will record that. And this is amazing that through the support of wonderful donors, that it can make a difference, that we can make this music and bring it on the CD. And to get this news, to have a Grammy nomination, that makes us all very proud.
Maestro Manfred Honeck, I'll give you a moment to rest before the Beethoven Fifth Symphony. Thank you very much for taking a moment.
Thank you.
And another member of the orchestra is here with me, the principal bassoonist of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Nancy Gores. What's a high moment for you in Beethoven?
Every note that I play is a high. This concert is so exciting. These two pieces are monster pieces, and they're, as everyone knows, it's wonderful music, and it's very special playing these pieces with Maestro Honeck, and it's like they're new pieces.
WQED-FM Stephen Baum speaking with principal bassoon Nancy Gores, who's about to play the Fifth Symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven in just a few moments. It was fate knocking on the door that brought us together for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Malia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. With archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day, you'll find lots of Beethoven. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you'll take a moment. Please write. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Binoculars. Get them free while they last. With the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of the soloists this season, you'll find soprano Sunhae Im smiling about singing Bach in the St. John Passion. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, and much more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.